We're learning Masechtas Ksubis, Daf Pei Beis and Beis, and we are beginning the two dots, four lines from the top of Pei Beis and Beis. It says that when Yavam does Yibum on the Yavama, it says Ishto L'chol Dava, but there's one exception. The Ksuba is on the first Baal, not on him. He does not have to give a Ksuba. So Gemara, my time, what's the reason? Gemara says, Isha hiknu lo meshmaim. He never decided to take this Isha. This is the most bashar to shidduch possible. This Isha came min ha-shamayim. And therefore, he's not mechuyev to give his own ksuba. But, Dr. Gemara, v'yiles lo merishon, if the first husband has no money left over, islay mesheni. The second one does have to give a ksuba. Why? Kadesh lo take hala, ba'ein av leitziyah. Because the klal, that we don't want someone to marry a ksuba, because then he'll get rid of her very easily. He wanted to cost the money, and therefore think before he gives a get. Therefore, halacha is, if there's no money for the first one, avada, the second one writes his own get. Then it says in the Mishnah, lo yoyimer lo harei ksubasech. You don't tell the Yavama, here I'm putting aside the ksuba, and the rest of the stuff I'm selling. No, halacha is all the nechasim achrayi. And the same thing is, it says, v'chein v'evi isha is the same thing. So Gemara's kasha is, my v'chein? What's v'chein? Like Rashi explains, mi griya ishta mivamtai. And I saw explained that we're going according to Abaya. Abaya said that the reason why you don't sell the nechasim is, and you don't put aside something like suba and sell the rest, is because it's eva. Because she'll think you're thinking of divorce already. So madach by Yavama, you don't do it. By Ishta, you should do it. Of course. If this is the reason, I'll do it. So the same Eva by both. Why do you have to say v'chein? So Gemara says, ma'u de tema. I would think that the reason why you're not allowed to be yachid money for a ksuba is not because of that Eva. It's for a different reason. Because hasam hu, by Yavama, you don't write, like hasla de kanoi de kinyan. You didn't write in the star, because there's no new ksuba. You don't write, whatever I'm going to buy, and whatever I already bought, I'll almost shove it to you. So she's not semech da so much. So if you put aside some money, she's worried there'll be nothing left. Everything will be disappear. So there she's worried. But you thought by a regular wife, where he writes, the kinyon, whatever I'm going to buy, whatever I bought, there's almost shove it. Maybe the aim is some chadaita, and you could sell the nechasim. Kamash v'lon, even then you shouldn't put aside money for a ksuba and sell all the nechasim, because that causes bad will, and she's not happy, and therefore it's a eitzah taiva, als eva, kamash v'lon, als eva, that you should not sell all the nechasim, that should all be a chrayi to her ksuba. It says in the Mishnah, girsha, ein lo ksubasa, if this is Yavam, divorce the Yavama, all she gets is the ksuba. Now that's pashut, why should she get more? So there must be, like Rashi explains, that's coming for a dik. Girsha in, loy girsha loy, kamash lon karab abba. This is a raya to Rab Abba that only after girsha, when you gave her the ksuba, then you can start selling the buildings. But until then, you cannot sell the buildings. The raya to Rab Abba says that all the nechasim achray and you can't sell it. Now Rashi asks, isn't the ratio of the Mishnah already before us like that? The Mishnah says, kol nechasim achray. And fit Rashi Pasha, the rest of the Mishnah we thought was only like Eitzah Taiva. But here, from the extra word of Girsha, is mashma, it's halacha. You're not allowed to sell the other properties. And if you do, like Rav Yosef said, it's not even chal. Like we said, we had, that's not even chal if you sell the other properties. Everything's meshubah to her ksuba. Hechzira, if you took her back, if you gave her a get and took her back, harei kachal anashimei lo ksubasa. Which means like this. When someone's machzir gushasai, if he gives the ksuba, so it's Pasha, you have to write a new ksuba. But let's say you never gave the ksuba. You gave a divorce to your wife, chashon, and then you didn't have a chance to give a ksuba, and you took it back. You said, you know what, I'll take it back. So what's the halacha? Do you write a new ksuba? The halacha is no. You get married al das haksuba harishayna. That's what it says in our Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, even by Yavama is the same thing. If the Yavam Yavama got married, now the ksuba is on the first husband's estate, they got divorced, they never collected the ksuba, and they got remarried again. The halacha is, ain loy al das ksuba harishayna. So Gemara says, kasha, my kamash balon. Tanina, we have a first Mishnah by every wife, it's the same thing. Hechzira, my kamash lon, tanina, I'm a garish, it's a isha, when someone divorces his wife, machzira, and returns her, I'm not super shayna machzira. So why would you think by Yavama is different? Zak Gemara, my tame ishta, who the iu kosh like suba mine. By a wife, where you wrote the ksuba, so we understand, you took it back, it's still your ksuba. Avi avimtaid, like iu kosh lo, you never wrote a ksuba. So maybe when you did the yibum, you took over the first husband. I understand. But heichad the girsha, maybe when you gave a get, v'hadri, and took it back now, maybe you got to write a ksuba. Kamash v'lon, no. They don't have to write a new ksuba, and you took her back, al das ksuba rishayna. Talk to Gemara Vaita. Omer Rav Yehuda. This Gemara is going to give you the chronological order of the ksuba, how is that the takana ksuba was given? We know ksuba is shikl deraisa, but all the halachas of ksuba were takana derabbanans. Amar Rav Yehuda, Bereshayna Kaisam Sula Masayim Amon Amona. Beginning to write for their wife, Besula got Masayim, El Amona got 100. Vayim Askinim, Bloy Noisim Noshim. The men were getting older, they weren't marrying Noshim. Why? No lady wanted to marry. Why? Because they were worried there's not enough of a guarantee. They say they get $200, I don't believe it. All your properties are achroyi for the ksuva. And Taina Mahachi, the Bryce elaborates on this. And ladies didn't want to get married because there wasn't enough guarantee. They didn't feel secure enough. They were masakin that they used to take the money right away and put it aside in her father's house. This way, no one's going to touch it. It's not going to get lost. No one's going to spend it. And she had her ksuba secure. But then the problem was the opposite. Anytime he had a bad day at work and he got angry at his wife, he came home and said, "Well, go back home." He didn't care because the money was there anyway. He said, "Go back to your ksuba. Go to your ksuba. I don't need you." It didn't hurt the money. The money was there already. So they made a takana that will leave it in his house, and but we'll make it in a way that can get lost. Why? We'll turn it to something that's always used and no one can hide it. Which means in the husband's house. So Ashirois, ones who had big subas, they made it into these baskets of silver or zahav, which she used actually to keep her stuff in it. So therefore, the yarshim could never hide it anywhere. So therefore, it was secure. Why is it going to hurt him if he doesn't get now? Because he used to use this kasa shalzav with her permission sometimes if he needed a mashkin, he had to get a loan from the bank, he used it as collateral. So he did have gain from it, and therefore he didn't want to give her a get because then he has to give her the kolosos for good. So it was a little bit of a help. They made it for the bucket they used for the toilet. They put the money there. Also, you always need a bathroom. That ain't going anywhere. But still wasn't working. Why? Again, since it didn't hurt so much because it already set aside the money, so he used to tell her if they got angry, he said, take a ksuba and get out of here. Don't be miyachad any metatlim. All the nechasim mamayuchid for the ksuba, meshuvah to the ksuba, and therefore we know that she'll be secure and she'll be happy. There's no yichud and they won't have a get so fast. He has to cost the money. And therefore, everything was set up in order to have a good marriage. Hadrin, Allah, Ha'isha, Blidada, for those that finished it.